Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Achoo. I'm talking to you. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the non-sickest place ever imaginable. It is also the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the non-sick world. And if you are a drug-free and non-sick athlete, and they're looking for a solid foundation to stand on, not sneeze, and a vehicle to drive your goals without watery eyes, like what, Des?
I want to say like a truck of NyQuil.
Oh,
but we'll,
daytime
like a
or
Mac
nighttime.
Truck through ice cream.
Like a
anytime
Mac
right
truck
now.
Through ice cream and NyQuil. Check us both sick people out at p4bmuscle.com. And now let's be sick. I mean, now let's talk.
Ooh, well, I hope all of you are well. And I don't know what has happened, but Kaylin and I are both with something and in two different areas.
So we were supposed to
connect on Saturday night over a conference call to do a test run of some new things we want to try out for the show. And I end up messaging him saying, I'm sick. I'm going to bed. I can't do this. And lo and behold, what I didn't know was he was already in bed because he was sick. So we are two sad stories right now, but we are still here. And we're ready to do some real talk, so there might be a little coughing, maybe a little sneezing, a little hacking, but, you know, we're on the air, so hopefully it's not contagious. We can't spread anything through the airwaves.
Not through the airwaves. There you go.
So there you have it. And so Kaylin was on his death. Really, he's more sick than I was, or am. And the funny part is when he was conked out in bed on Saturday night, he didn't even know he was in bed. He was dreaming about going to the gym. So in his mind, that's what he was doing until he woke up and realized that wasn't true. So anyway, I don't know. You might call it sad. Someone else might call it dedication. I don't know what you call it, but... You have it right there. Whether he's awake or asleep, Kaylin's mind is on one thing, and that's
him. Exactly. I would call it a sickness, but not at this time.
Ah, there you go. There you go. All right, folks. So we're gonna. We don't have a guest for tonight. There are several things that we wanted to get caught up on. So. We're going to attempt to do that. However, on Thursday, we have our two favorite Aussies coming back. So do tune in for that because they are both coming off of wins, very strong performances. So we're going to get all the latest update with those folks. So we're headed back to the land down under.
Yes, and there's nothing better than being down under and not just under the weather.
Under the weather. Sounds so much better in an Australian accent.
It does.
What was that?
Everything sounds better.
You sound like
a
little squeak toy. Did you just feel... Was that you?
Yes. Make...
All right. We're pulling it together. All right. Okay, folks. So we have had... several inquiries and messages about the Heather Lewis announcement. Another former natural athlete that failed a drug test after a natural competition and now has been banned for life. And we had seen the news. We had not previously reported on it just because we had so many other things going on at the time. But you guys had several questions, so we're touching on that tonight. And we'll just go through and get started with these, and then we'll move on to our next topic.
Yeah.
So one question here. Okay, so this one is from Bill. So let's just start with this one, the elephant in the room. How come you guys haven't covered this sooner? That show she failed is almost a month old. And that one is from Bill. So I don't know, Kaylin. Why haven't we covered this?
I think I can touch on that.
But go ahead.
Good question, Bill. And like she said, it's something that, you know, it was in the rumor, Bill. But you can't. I mean, if we start reporting gossip, then it's not reporting. It's just hearsay. And without any factual basis, there's not much you could go on other than hearsay. And, you know, there's speculation every day some natural athlete is walking this planet, let's be honest, about if they're natural or unnatural. And if you just start running straight to speculation, then you're not doing anything other than spreading rumors and gossip. And scripture tells us we can't do it, for one, so that's not going to happen. Two, you're basically putting bad words on somebody, and I'm sure no one wants to have people talking bad about them without any factual basis. So until we can have actual facts, it doesn't mean anything with, you know, people saying this, that, or whatever. If there's a failed test, we'll report it. We're reporting it the week we found out about it. So this show had been a while ago, but drug testing does take time. And this is why we're so against people competing and cheating, because that moment the athlete has is like you're going to the first place winner is fighting out now, like we are, that they won first place. So, you know, it's not comfortable for anybody. It damages much more than the athlete. And there's so much that's taken away from what should be a good and proud moment. So, good question. Why are we covering it so much later than the show? Drug testing has to be done. It does take time to do an actual drug test. And when they get the information, we get the information, and we place it out there in front of you. So, you know, great question, but this is the cog of the wheel with competing with natural athletes. Sometimes you find out that someone has been cheating and basically not a natural athlete. So, you know, we apologize for anybody that was at that show. We definitely apologize to the first place. Well, I like the way one of the listeners said, the second place winner. They feel so bad for the second place winner. And I think that's the best way to say it, because that's what happened. So, you know, you don't get that moment back. Alan Bench has talked about that. He and I have been speaking about this also. So there's plenty of people that are you know, very upset, especially the truly natural athletes, because they know how much it takes, and they know how much is taken away by not having that moment and time to shine on stage. I can't breathe.
Are you still alive? Still alive? All right. Yes. Well, take a moment to catch your breath. So, and as I had said, we were already covering another issue with a failed drug test last week.
Yes.
That we had the facts for, and that we had actually spoken to the athletes. And if you'd missed this last week, you can check the archives. But this failure was caught before the athlete even stepped on stage. So it wasn't even a failure per se, but she voluntarily listed the supplements she had been taking. She was under the impression they were good on the up and up for a natty athlete to take. One of them was not, so she stepped down before they even got to the testing phase of the competition process. So that's what we had going on last week, and was pretty much covered for like three shows, or at least two. If not three, it feels like. Yeah, so it was kind of lingering on. So this news had been out there lying in the background, but it hadn't quite bubbled up to the top yet. So we were going to cover it, always intended to cover it, and so we're addressing it today where we have more time to do so. All right, so getting on to the next question. If she, meaning Heather Lewis, has passed in some orgs and failed in another, doesn't that basically make some of the natural orgs not natural? How can keeping a natural org completely natural too strict. I'm not sure that in the last part of that question is quite coming across right, but let's talk about the first part of that. So the natural organism, well, first let's start from the beginning. Kaylin, why don't you give us a rundown of what it was that she got caught for and what level of, I guess, I don't even want to call it a supplement, of product that was, and then we'll jump back into Danielle's
question. Well,
let's
just call it what it is, and we'll just call it a drug because that's what it is. There's nothing, there's no supplement on the market that contains clenbuterol. The thing that's really bad about it is it's pharmaceutical grade, and I mean, you know, you have to get it in an amount from prescription. So if you're not getting it from a prescription, you get it illegally. If she got it legally or not, it's irrelevant because it's a banned substance, and it's a well-known banned substance, and there's no oversight on that one. That's one of those glaring ones that stand out: steroids, growth hormone, clenbuterol. There's a certain list that's always at the top of the banned substances that are just like well-known, no-go, never-touch kind of drugs, and this is one of them. So, you know, the other ones listed are kind of irrelevant because with that one, you say the person had to know what they were taking because there's no way that's done on accident. So, you know, this is a tough one. It seems like I know there's going to be a listener out there, I know we've got two already, that say, well, you know, you guys weren't coming this hard on the other person. I think you're missing what we've been constantly saying. This is the woman that turned herself in when she realized there was an error. This is someone that we're talking about now that's basically coming up with the old cliched responses, taking no accountability, no responsibility, and not accepting what has happened and who's been cheated because of what has happened. And it's not even the same coin to me. And so if it's just heartbreaking because, like I said, you have a second place winner that's finding out basically as our listeners, as you guys are finding out, and you're talking about a show that's over a month ago, and now you're finding out your first place. It's just sad.
Yeah. So getting back to Danielle's question, so if she's passed some orgs before and she failed in another, doesn't that basically make some of the natural orgs not natural? Well, first,
okay,
what we don't know is when she started. We don't know. What we don't know is when she started cycling. Have no idea. I do believe she was a natural athlete at one point when she decided to make the flip. I can't tell you that. Now, what we have shared in the past and what is still true today is that there are different organizations, natural organizations, that have different standards that they follow as far as supplements and what athletes are allowed and not allowed to take. And then there's the fine line of you can take this supplement outside of competition season, you can't take it during competition season, and all of that kind of stuff. So the requirements and the regulations vary a little bit by little bit. So what may have been acceptable in one organization, depending on the supplement, may not be in another organization. But in this instance, it doesn't matter. What she was caught for is banned across the board. It is illegal,
exactly.
So it wasn't going to make a difference what natural organization she was competing in. And being a natty, and she was, I'm not even quite sure how this came to be, because she's been around the sport long enough to know. I can't even try to guess what was going through her head or even, you know, make an assumption or an educated guess. So I'm not going to try, but this doesn't mean that not all natural organizations are not natural. Some of them have different standards. What she was caught for wouldn't have flown across any natural organization. So how can you keep a natural organization completely natural? Well, this is one of the ways: by the drug testing, you know, I know of one organization that does the testing prior to competition, but pretty much across the board, all of the testing is done following the competition of the top winners. And it's pretty much explained at every athlete's meeting that if you place in the first, a lot of times it's just the first two spots, sometimes it's the first three, you'll be required to drop urine. If you leave the premises before you drop urine, you will be disqualified and forfeit your placement. And
yes.
Any time that I've had to drop urine, I've had someone in the room with me. Now, I can't say that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It happens at every organization, but, yeah, you have someone who's standing in a room with you, and pretty much a lot of the times it's not even in a urinal. There's the toilet. It's the open bathroom, and you're dropping urine, and they're standing right there watching you. So of the organizations that I've competed in, they take that aspect of it very seriously. So it would be extremely hard to cheat by, you know, even taking in a vial of urine if you wanted to, which clearly she didn't because she got caught. So the processes are there. They are in place, and they are working, but the way the setup mandates, the testing occurs after the judging is done because you do have to send it away to a party. So it is extremely difficult to get any kind of test results back before judging is complete. It just doesn't happen that way. Daryl says, please tell me that she is not still competing. Or Dale, sorry, gosh, I'm having troubles tonight, Kayla, I'm struggling. So I'm sorry, Dale, I didn't mean to call you Daryl. You know, we have no idea. I mean, obviously she's not competing anymore in the organization she was caught with because she's been banned for life. So and we are at the end of the season, so if she is trying to compete elsewhere still in a natural show, it's going to be very hard to come by one, and I guess we'll have to see what happens next season. But for the one season, she has been banned for life. All right, this question is from Sarah. Isn't the whole point in testing to keep everyone on a level playing field? How level can it be, and if an illegal drug is thrown in the mix? You know, and again, Sarah, the testing happens after the competition. So that question there is tough. Kaylin, what would you like to add there?
Well, you know, like Deza said, they're getting caught, but they're getting caught after the show is done. So it's not like I don't want anybody to think that they're being allowed. You know, cheaters are cheating. You know, like I remember with the NBA, you had the point shaving, and they had to wait the whole season to find out who was shaving the points and how, you know, why, because they were trying to cover a point spread for some bookie in Vegas. And it took a whole year to find out that the team was winning, but they weren't winning by what they should have been because, you know, what was going on. So it's kind of like that. It shames the whole league, yes. It shames the whole organization, yes. But in the end, the outcome is that the person got caught, and that's what's important. It sucks. I'm telling you guys, I can hear your anger. I know no one's happy with this, and they're very angry, and they want, you know, some kind of justice better than a person being bad for life because they're saying, you know, they really don't have to give back anything. They don't ever apologize, and the remorse just isn't there. So shouldn't they have to pay more than what they're being paid for than being shamed? I understand that part, but the fact is that the drugs that you're saying, clenbuterol is not allowed by anyone. Steroids is not allowed by anyone. A growth hormone is not allowed by anyone. It's just that with the drug testing, it comes up after the fact. And that's what Dez is saying, and that's what I'm trying to point out is, you know, I really do. Guys, trust me, no one is more on your side about the frustration and anger than Dez and I. But you just can't say, I think that person's urine, so strip them of everything, who they are, the reputation that they made. There has to be some conclusive facts and evidence that shows this person has been cheating, is a cheat, and is willing to cheat in the future. That is the whole point of testing. We can't just sit there and say, I think this person is using, and thereby, you know, they can't compete in the org because they look guilty. That's something that America does not stand for.
I mean, it does seem like in America we have gotten to the point where you are guilty until you're proven innocent, but still in the realm of natural bodybuilding, you're innocent until proven. Are just some natural physiques out there that are just that phenomenal. And what a shame
yes.
if they were prohibited from competing just because we thought they
oh,
looked
my God.
That way.
So true.
But yeah, I mean, and it is sad. It is very sad, and it is frustrating. And frankly, you know, it's not like we report on it that often, but we've had to report on it enough that I'm just kind of tired of talking about it,
right.
But we can't.
Right.
And the system is working, so that's the point to mention. And I will go ahead and address that. Yeah, she was formerly a P4P sponsored athlete. She no longer is,
yeah.
Obviously. That affiliation has been broken. But, I mean, you know, the boys behind the P4P company are very heartbroken over this as well. I mean, they put a lot of time into screening their athletes, and, you know, the more active ones they tend to build relationships with, and this was a blow to them as well as anybody. So if y'all are out there waiting, well, hey, wasn't she a P4P athlete? Yes, she was. The emphasis on the word was, because she's no longer natural, so that fit is no longer there.
Yes, and that separation was prior to that, so, you know, she had been disconnected from us for, I think, like, even the beginning of the year. So, you know, it's not like this is a retaliation for what her failure. She was already separated from P4P. I know people knew there was some kind of connection, and thank you, Des, for pointing that out.
Okay, so the next comment that
we
have, and I think it's more of a comment. Yeah, I think we've gone through most of the questions thus far, but this one is more of, so I'm just going to read it, and if there's a question in there, we'll address it. This is from Cheryl, and she says, this is a very disappointing day for me to see a popular natural athlete using such an unnatural product. I've been around the gym for 5 years now, so I'm not shocked about women using enhanced drugs to compete, but I've always held the natural industry to a higher standard. Now I'm learning that not the competitors, but the orgs and some promoters are allowing the cheats to just step over and steal wins from true athletes. Very dismayed and hurt. So, Cheryl, as Kaylin was saying, I mean, there is a lot of frustration out there. You know, I can't really speak to that comment about the orgs and some promoters allowing the teach to just step over and steal wins. I mean, obviously we're having this discussion because this organization and promoter didn't allow that to happen and she got caught. So again, we can't assume everyone is guilty or anyone is guilty until they get caught. And I understand how that, you know, it feels. And as Kaylin said, and we've said many times now, that it's frustrating and all of that kind of stuff, but that's really the only course that can be followed. I mean, as much as we encourage and stand on our soapbox and say, if you know you're not natural, don't compete. And this is the very reason why, because you're stealing from the person who truly won. And that's the long and the short of it. And there is a place for you to compete and you can be successful in that organization. It's just not here. And if you're not being successful in an organization, in that organization that allows you to use whatever you want to use, then figure out what it's going to take for you to be successful in that organization and go after it. The natty realm, if you choose to use steroids, is not for you. And we've said that. We continue to say that. And if there are promoters out there and if there are so-called natural organizations out there that are turning a blind eye, then I say shame on them. Really.
Agreed.
They could become an NPC promoter. I mean, and there'll be no harm, no foul if they do that. And that's where they
should
be.
You know, there are promoters
have
crossed over and done that. So, you know.
Yeah.
Like as I said, if that's how you want to make your money, then by all means, you know, do that. But don't put the natural athlete or the natural industry at risk because you're cutting corners that shouldn't be cut. I mean, that. There's always a better mousetrap. But we've seen time and time again, promoters have just stepped out of the box and showed what true promotion can be like, and what a successful promoter is willing to do for the natural athlete. We've seen it, and we thank God for them. But then there's if this other entity exists, then they don't belong because they're doing everything to take away. They're cheating as well. It's such a shame. And you know, that's a heartfelt statement and comment, and thank you for sharing it. But we have to realize that cheaters exist in everything we do, everything. And for anyone to say, well, you know, because I think so much of this that, you know, this tarnishes everything. It does not. It puts a stain on it, yes. It puts a blot on it, yes. It's very frustrating, yes. But it does not destroy anything that truly lives. I can't imagine Des and I being sick like this and somebody saying, I can't ever listen to PPP Real Talk ever again because they're sick this one time. It happens. You know, life happens. We love you guys enough to still do the show and still be here. We thank you for all the little blowing noses, emojis, and all those other things. Thank you. And don't make me laugh because it makes me cough. But it's not the whole industry, and I think that's what we're saying. We're talking about thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that go into making this industry a successful thing, and they're getting on stage to be actual competitors, and they truly compete with all their hearts. And you have that one person that distracts us from the total view of a great and shining industry. People, please, don't do it. Don't let it get your life that way. We have a very polarized nation right now. I understand that. You're either or. You're one or the other. You're hot, you're cold. But I'm telling you, if you see a stain on a table, you don't throw the whole table away. You just clean up the mess. Let's just keep cleaning up the mess. Let's get better. Let's keep improving. Let's smile and understand that this is a bad person. Yes, we thought well of her. Des and I, you know, the P4P guys, thought well of her. Probably still do in a way that she wants to compete, but not on the natural side. I know plenty of natural athletes that cheer for the enhanced shows and the competitors that are in them, but they still hold on to their natural status. I'm saying the same thing as this. If you don't compete and you love natural athletes, there's going to be some cheaters that you've been cheering for. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you for cheering for a phenomenal-looking physique. There's something wrong with them for calling themselves natural athletes, but they know they're not. You are being cheated, and they are wrong for doing that. But that doesn't take away from the industry as a whole. It just shows there's some holes in the industry. Okay? We can get better. We can improve. And we're doing everything to make that happen.
Yeah, what he said. Very well put. I got nothing
love
else to say
PIC.
About that. And in
love
fact, unless
PIC.
We have any more questions, I'm ready to move
yes,
on.
Yes, we do. Yes,
I'm
we
ready.
Do.
Oh, we got. All right, let's have them.
It's for Des. It's okay. I hope you're ready for this one because I.
All right, let's have it.
I'm trying to make it so it's not that so offensive as the way it's written. Couldn't anyone tell by her masculine features?
Well, that is always a good question, and that usually seems to be a telltale sign. I did not see her compete in person or on stage. And again, the pictures only really came out after the fact that I paid any kind of close attention to them.
Exactly.
And to respond to this without trying to be offensive, because I'm not, but you know, sometimes ladies have square jaws. They just do.
Do.
Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have facial hair. They just do. And it's not because they're taking steroids. It's just because that's the genetic hand they've been dealt. So, I mean, sometimes it is just plainly obvious. I mean, it is just, there is no doubt about it. That's 100% steroid manufactured. And sometimes you can't. And I'm not going to try to make any statements here about physical beauty. I just know that there's all shapes, all sizes, all kinds. Sometimes steroid use in females is blatant. Sometimes it's not.
Yes.
And I think in her instance, from the pictures I've seen, I don't think she's a blatant case. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just my rose-colored glasses I was looking at her with. But, you know, I welcome anyone else's opinion on that. But that's kind of my take. And again, I will always err on the side of innocent until proven guilty, because I know
yes.
how many natural athletes
have been hurt
because they get accused so often and they're so serious about being natty that it cuts them to the bone. So, you know, I try to be, and I know I've hurt feelings doing it, because I used to be very guilty of, and not so much females, but sometimes men, and just being like, oh my gosh, I can't tell, but yeah, he looks like he could be using, and I'm talking about someone's cousin who's proud of him showing me these pictures, and I have no clue. I have no proof, know nothing about this person whatsoever. So, I mean, I have been guilty of making wrong statements like that before my world was enlightened. So I definitely don't want to progress back to that and make an assumption just based on how someone looks.
True. And if I could add to that, I would say, you know, there's the child picture you have in life, there's the teen picture you have in life, and then there's your adult picture of fat and skinny. And then there's your transformation either into the natural realm or into the enhanced realm. But those are so many different looks. And unless you've been growing up with the person from day one, you really can't just assume, because then we get back to basically guilty of something without any proof. And you do not want to cross that road. You don't want to get into that way of thinking, because there's no limit. And when I say that, I mean that honestly. There is simply no limit to who falls under that kind of prejudice. And that's exactly what it is. And you don't want to get into that way of thinking, because that's a negative turn. And honestly, your mind either goes up or down. You're either going in a positive light or a negative one. And there are days, like I said, where you'll have days like this where both Dan and I are sick. But it's not going to be every day. And if we sit there and dwell on the sickness, we'll actually stay sick longer. It's the same thing with our minds. If we get into a cheater's mind to where we understand it, then we're no longer thinking correctly. And I don't want everyone to get into that negative state of thinking where everybody's cheating, because then nobody wins. Even the person that really gains first place never truly wins, because that speculation is always out there. We don't want to get into that, because there's not enough of them existing in the natural realm for us to even give them that much attention. Yes, we need to recognize their cheating. Yes, we need to catch them. Yes, we need to bring them out into the light so every organization is shamed into not allowing them to compete in their shows if they are doing that. Yes, all of the above. But yes, we still need to know that there's natural athletes out there. And yes, we need to sit there and promote them much more than we're promoting this woman today.
Yes. I hear, hear to that. I'd much rather talk about those that are doing it
oh,
right
trust
than those
me,
that are doing
Dan
it wrong.
I would much rather be talking to Genetica Fonseca and Justin right now than covering again.
And speaking of that, can we start talking about those that are doing it right? Or are we?
Yes.
We still have more questions.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, guys.
Let's get on.
I just don't want to talk about Heather Lewis anymore. I don't. But I mean,
either.
We'll end up talking about it again. I would really rather. We've been trying now for 2 weeks, talk about being behind, to talk about the winners of some shows that have just happened. That's
right?
What we would like to do for the remainder of our time, if it's okay with you guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. I will answer as many questions as you have, or we'll try, or we'll find the answers for them. But I'd really like to move on to some good news.
Yes,
so,
please.
With that being said, we have finally, the list of winners for the DFACT World Finals and the IPE World Championships Finals. So we want to be able to share those athletes with you guys. And granted, we weren't at DFACT, so we won't be able to talk about these athletes as much as we can with those at the IPE Worlds. But we still want to go ahead and recognize them and share their names with you. And if you happen to be familiar with any of them, you know, if you haven't already shown them some love in social media, be sure to do that. And if you're not familiar and you want to check out their names on social media, do that and show them some love as well. So, and my gosh, all I have to say is DFACT, they had a lot of categories. They had a lot of categories. So you know that was one heck of a party over there. All right, so here we go. Here we go. And Kaylin, feel free to jump in whenever you want, but
no,
I'm going
to
go ahead and start addressing. So for the DFACT World Finals, the results in the teen category, Chris McCready took first place, so congratulations, Chris. In the junior category, and oh my gosh, I'm just going to apologize now. Blanket apology on anyone's name that I murder. I am so sorry, so sorry. But you know me and names, I'm going to quit using that as an excuse one of these days. But today is not that day. So in our junior category, first place goes to Tafaro Omehe. That's
okay.
What I'm going to stick with. Second place goes to Tumis Ogumilu. Maybe that's Tumis. Not sure. Stop laughing at me, Kaylin. Sound like a little squeak toy.
It's so cute. It's just so cute.
Third place goes to Brandon Smith. That name I have.
Hey.
Over 70. Over 70. And these are in bodybuilding. Over 70. First place goes to John Morgan Jones. Second place to Fred Mobley. Third to Eric Downey, and fourth to Peter Corallo.
Over
60. Over
70. Wow.
That was over 70. I know. And so these next several categories, these are all masters. So that was over 70. And that's your top four in over 70. Here in over 60, you have Rick Waters, Dave Driscoll as second place, and third place is Richard Hooley. That's over 60. In the over 50, you have Adisa Dijon, and then second place, Alfred Edmond. And then over 40, you have Mohamed Basif. Second place goes to Jonas Lucien. Third place to Chet Boyers. And fourth place to Harris Crook. Now, your overall winner of the Masters, so this is 70 or 40 plus through 70 plus, your overall Masters winner was Rick Waters. And he was in the over 60 category. So you've got someone right there in the middle of the pack that was schooling everybody, even the youngins down in the 40s. So congratulations to the Masters overall winner of Rick Waters. Okay,
wow.
Now we're going to move on to, yeah, no doubt. I'm going to have to check him out. I'm going to have to check out those pictures and see what Mr. Waters brought to the stage that day.
Right.
In the women's bodybuilding category, first place goes to Zoe Lemming. Second place to Julia Hunter. Third place to Sharon King. Fourth place to Alisa Janice. And fifth place to Debbie Ann Prantl. So congratulations, ladies. Those are your top five in the women's bodybuilding category. In the women's athletic category, you have first place going to Kelly Ann Jameson. Second to Kant Johnston. Third to Angela Werdekemper, and fourth to Tammy Marie Colbert. So that's your women's athletic top four. In figure, first place goes to Ebonique McLinahan. Second place to Shine Walker. Third to Carrie Bassett. Fourth to Jamie Custody. Fifth to Tiffany Young. So there's your ladies' figure top five. And now we're going to go to Masters figure. You have first place. Congratulations to Michelle Lawrence. Second to Gemini Lawton. Third place to Sarah Beautyman. Fourth to Tiffany Reedus. Fifth place to Patricia Dutra. And sixth place to Joyce Eakin. So those are your Masters figure champion. And your overall figure champion is Michelle Lawrence. So once again, you have an overall champion coming from the Masters category. And I just point that out to show that, you know, in natural bodybuilding, once again, age really is just a number. And it is not uncommon for someone in the Masters category to come back and also win an Open category. So don't let age be a barrier to you if this is a sport that you really want to excel in, because
the Peoria show, you judged.
Yeah, exactly. And we saw that there too with our women's figure overall champion. She came from the Masters category as well. So just another example. And if you missed her interview, go ahead and check out Midwest Muscle and you can see who she is and what she had to say and what she attributes her success to right there in her taped interview on our page. Yeah, she looks phenomenal. All right. Lightweight man, Joshua Olagoki. Second place, Tom Poynier. Third place, Ronnie Bonsra. And fourth, James Johnstone. So there's your lightweight men's top four. Bodybuilding. The middleweight men. First place goes to Ben Wortley. Second to Lee Reed. Third place to Michael Bryce. Fourth place to Ola Hadanji. Fifth place to Scott Harrington. And sixth place to Tracy Bruno. So that's your middleweight men's category. Heavyweight men is Mike Oloyode, second to Christian Kellenberger. And then your overall men's winner goes to, drumroll, Ben Wortley. There you go. And he came from the middleweight men's class, and he was first place in that category, and then he also took the overall. All right, now we are going to the pro masters bodybuilding. So those were all of our amateurs there that were competing. So congratulations to all of those folks who are going to be moving up to the pro status. Now we have our pro masters men's bodybuilding. First place was Sean Wolf. Second place was Daz Cooper. Third, Gus Fisher. Fourth, Tassala Kabbalah, fifth, Mick Battersby, and sixth, Mark Tilden. So that's your pro masters top lineup there. Pro men's athletic, first place goes to Johnny Dotson, second to Omar Soul, third place to Anthony Finnegan, fourth to Abasi Williams, and fifth to Nicolar Kerr. And then in your pro women's athletic category, first place goes to Claire Burton, second to Noelle Bruet, and we know who she is. We just talked to her in the last week. And then third place to Bridget Patterson. So congratulations, ladies, there.
No relation.
Your pro figure. No, it's even spelled differently. She's not part of the O'Kellen clan. All right, your pro figure women's lineup. First place goes to Stephanie Kane. Second to Steph Noble. Third place to Nicole Weeks-Boyers. Fourth to Rosalind Stewart, and fifth to Kristen Milne. And then in your pro women's bodybuilding category, first place went to Vicky McCann. So congratulations there, Vicky. I know, I would have liked to have seen that. All right, pro men's lightweight. First place goes to Robert Waterhouse. Second place to Moji Olowa. Third place to Alfonso Jones.
Wow.
Fourth to, he's there. Fourth place to Alhaji Sese, and fifth to Kingsley Mitchell. Your pro men's heavyweight, first place goes to David Kay. Second place to Siobhan Cunningham. Third to Andrew Chappelle. Fourth to Shane Raymond. Fifth, Lewis Smith. And your overall pro men's bodybuilding open goes to David Kay. So he was our first place winner in pro men's heavyweight, and he took the overall. For pro bikini, bringing up the rear here of all these pros, first place is
Charity
Love. Bro,
you
wouldn't
be that pro bikini, right?
It's no pun intended.
Bringing up the rear.
Second, Sonny Ewing. Third, Carrie Ferris. Fourth, Denise Kimnick. And fifth, to Lauren Cobalt. So congratulations to everybody who competed at DFAC Worlds. Shout out to all of you stellar athletes. We're glad to have you there. And as with all things, all placings are pending until drug testing results are confirmed. So these are the preliminary results, but I have seen, I believe, some posts of checks being issued. So
yes.
I'm pretty sure what we just read to you is probably the final standing. All right, Kaylin O'Kellen O'Patterson, 2017 IPE Worlds. Do you want to tackle that list and share with our listeners?
No, you got it.
No, I got it. All right, guys, I guess you're stuck with me. So some of these folks.
They love you. They love your videos too.
And we're going to be working on getting more of those out there. So some of these folks you may have seen videos for. Some of them you've already heard on P4P Real Talk over this past week. We will be getting more live videos up, and I say live because we're going to be bringing these winners back and hopefully those at the DFAC Worlds to you through some new things that we've been working on here in the new future. So just stay tuned and keep your eyes peeled, but here we go. Pro Women's Bodybuilding, Christina Comparato, also known as Christina Protina, who we just talked to earlier this week. Renee McGibbon, second place, and Michelle Bauer, third place for Pro Women's Bodybuilding. Pro Women's Physique, first place goes to Nicole Higgins, second to Andrea Jordan, third to Noelle Brue. There's a name that you all remember. Fourth to Rebecca Sanow. Fifth to Dion Smith, sixth to Theodore Dijon, and seventh to Joyce Thornton. So you have that full lineup there. And, you know, I know some of these really huge classes, I'm not going to go through everywhere down to the last name, but for some of the smaller classes, I am going to go ahead and read through the lineup.
Do
because
it.
All of these pros, you know, you want to hear who they were. So I am going to take us through. Yep, I am going to take us through the top seven of the pro men's bodybuilding. There were 15 in all in that class. First was Samuel Okanola. Second, Liam McKeon. Third, Elijah Nagby. Fourth, Kyle Sievert. Fifth, Richard Lopez. Sixth, Terry Starks. And seventh, Benny Mobley. So again, such a stacked class. And there are your top seven from Pro Men's Bodybuilding. Pro Men's Physique, again, another stat class. We had 16 going on here. Your top seven, first place, Jason Harris. Second place, Anthony Piper. Third place, Eric Murphy. I don't know if you guys remember him, but we interviewed him from the KC Classic earlier this year. Fourth place, Dr. Khalil Hodges. Fifth, Frederick Avery. Sixth, Rolando Lopez. And seventh, Oscar Leon. So that is your pro men's physique top lineup.
Apologies.
In pro figure.
Apologies.
Uh-oh, what
guys.
Happened?
The video.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me relive that mistake again,
Kaylin?
No. We apologized the last show.
No, they've seen, our listeners have seen the picture. And they wanted to know with that video, and I'm saying apology. So I was basically responding to them. Did you have to hear it?
Yeah, guys, I confessed earlier that some of these interviews were lost, and now you're making me relive the pain. But these are definitely some of the guys that we're going to be working to bring back. I promise.
That's what made her sick.
I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, literally. I was zigged in my stomach for 2 days, and then the rest of it just came on. I think, you know, I was just so worn down with grief that my immune system just caught up. So there you have it.
Ill. We both did.
Taxicab confession two weeks in a row. All right. There we go. All right. But we're going to make this right. So you just got to hang tight. All right. Our pro figure. This is a class of 13. I'm rhyming.
Yes, we got to make
first
this
place,
right. Get this thing tight.
First place goes to Andrea Green. Second place to Rachel Fountain. Third, Rebecca Levin. Fourth, Andrea Harker. Fifth, Jesse Stapleton. Sixth, Stacy Stinger. And seventh, to Allison Fehrenbach. So congratulations to our pro ladies. Our Pro Bikini Short gals, first goes to Anna De Leon, second to Megan Sukup, third to Alyssa Colby, fourth Carrie Ferris, and fifth to Peterson. And our Pro Bikini Tall class, first place, Misty Weatherford. No surprise there.
Oh, yeah.
Blown them away for a fifth time in a row. This is like a five-peat. Not like a five-peat. It is a five-peat. Was a five-peat for her. Second place, Rebecca Olson. Oh, add it. Go.
Misty Weatherford, if you've never seen Pro Bikini, if you've never seen a bikini class and you want to know what upper echelon bikini posing and night routine, walk, stage presence, watch this woman because she owns the stage. I mean, it's no doubt. I mean, Dez and I were just kind of gushing over this woman because, you know, we get to interview her after the show. It's that exciting when she's on stage. You really get to see what the upper echelon competition looks like. And nothing against any other woman that was on stage, but she has you can see why she's getting first place. I'll just say that.
And again, what he said, I agree with everything he said. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Right now, she is the standard for a bikini competitor. So,
yes.
You know, check her out.
Yes.
I know I definitely am. So, Misty Weatherford, second place, Rebecca Olson, third, Catherine White, fourth, Allison Wardlow, and fifth, Brittany Ramos. And, of course, Misty Weatherford was our overall bikini winner. So there you have it. So we finally got to share those folks with you. Some of those interviews have been posted. We're going to get back the folks that weren't posted. Okay, I'm done. I'm over it now. It's time to move forward.
But
we are going to get those back. So I am moving forward. Moving forward, O'Kellen, O'Patterson.
She loves her job. And trust me. Yeah, she's saying so you don't worry. But it bothers her. But there's one person I do want to point out, and that's Brittany Ramos, because she had a most enduring prep, because a lot of what she did wasn't for her. It was in memory of someone she loved very dearly and lost way too soon. And she still found a way to make it to the end. So, you know, big props to Brittany. And, you know, she's never afraid of an interview. And trust me, it's incredibly hard when you have to deal with what her and her family have had to deal with. And, you know, big shout out to her family for being so supportive during that time. You know, because most people would ask, you know, to step away from something like a competition because they feel it's too much of a strain on the mind. But they basically supported her from start to finish. Husband, mother, father, brothers, sisters, everybody, family members everywhere were just all around and, you know, hugging to let her know, you know, we're here for you. And Dez and I have seen it in Kansas City, and we saw it again in Liberty. And it's beautiful to watch. And it's so important because, you know, we talk about the Fit family, but when you see it on that aspect, you truly grasp its true meaning. And I was just so blown away by that. And I those are the moments I remember. You know, most people will talk about a stage thing, but Dez and I can see behind the scenes and the backstage. And I'm telling you, they're so important to what we're doing, and they're so important and so vital to where we're going, because it really is about health and fitness when you understand the body and the mind connecting. So I just wanted to throw that out there because that was just amazing to watch from start to finish. And, you know, Dez and I have been blessed to see, you know, the bad side, and then we got to see the blessing of the fruition and the goal of finishing and getting to a much better state of mind, because I literally cannot imagine that moment and that time and all that prep, starting from where she started.
No doubt. And again, that is an interview that survived, so you can check that out, Midwest Muscle,
just
kind of see for yourself the sentiment that Kaylin is talking about. With that being said, those were all of the points that we wanted to share with you guys today and get caught up on.
We made it.
We've been saying for several weeks now, well, not several weeks, at least one.
No,
it's only been
weeks.
2 weeks since the show's happened. But we were finally able to share those with you. And then the Olympia, those results have not been posted yet. And when they are, we will share that information with you as well. So really, I think that's the only thing that we are waiting on. And so, and when I say Olympia, I'm talking about the INBA, PNBA. Huh. I can't ever get that out. I don't
BBA.
Even know why I attempted to say it, but there it is. PNBA. I always want to say PBNA, but it's PNBA. INBA. There you go, folks. I got it. I'm getting it. INBA, PBNA. There you have it.
PBA.
Also, real quick, PNBA. PBNA. PNBA.
I know. She's just a gem, I tell you.
I don't know why that one is so hard for me. I don't know why. PNBA.
Because you're used to telling PNBA. That must be it.
All right. Well, so anyway, PNBA.
You say it so second nature. It's just like, what? You guys want a PNBA?
I'm gonna finish on that note, and I'm gonna move on to that. P for P Boys are running a Black Friday special, and that is if you buy 3 alter egos, you get a 4th product of your choice for equal or lesser value for free. So if you're sitting there thinking, what on earth do I need with 3 canisters of alter ego? Well, A, you're probably going to go through it quickly. So having 3 at a great discounted price is probably well worth it. But if you don't want that many canisters hanging around your house, find 3 friends, all of you go in together, and there you have it. And you're probably going to qualify for free shipping on top of it. And it's tax-free shopping. So just a good deal all around. And then on top of that, just find your favorite P4P athlete and use their athlete code, and you'll get an additional 15% off. So there you have it. You can't go wrong.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like not a Black Friday, but a great Friday.
So there you have it. So with that being said, PNBA, ha, Kayla, snickerdoodle shout out. I'm going to say that every show from here on out. PNBA, PNBA, PMPA.
Oh, you got so many smiley faces and laughing emojis.
Dude. All right, you're running out of time. You better snickerdoodle a snickerfoodle.
Snickerdoodle, snickerfoodle.
So on behalf of the PNBA, Kaylin, myself, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.